of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Now, we begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Dear listeners, you're welcome to Voice of Korea. Today's programs will begin with the news. After the news, you'll hear the last installment of the great leader Kim Il-sung's work, The Path of the Korean Revolution, and then an account, a tonal signature in the history of the Korean reunification movement. And then we present the seventh installment of the memoirs, Humankind Will Remember Him Forever, written by Gesurzon Rayanaj, former Minister of Education and Culture of Nepal. And in an account, the conference of the Workers' Party of Korea will be significant. Next, foreigners' comments, most superior public health system of Korea. And finally, an account, senseless act of inviting a civil war to the Korean Peninsula. And between the programs, you enjoy some songs. Now, here is the news. The great leader Kim Il-sung's famous work, Giving Priority to Ideological Work is Essential for Accomplishing Socialism, was recently published in book form at the Party for Peace and Unity of Russia and serialized by the Indian newspaper Indian and World Event. The Indian newspaper carried a photo of leader Kim Jong-il. Memorial meetings recently took place in Italy and Thailand on the occasion of the 16th anniversary of the demise of the great leader Crescent Kim Il-sung. Hung on the front walls of the venues of the meetings were portraits of the great leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. Present at the meetings were many people, including personages of the struggle for the peace and socialism, the grassroots trade union for the improvement of working conditions of the working people, and the newspaper Contropiano of Italy, the Organization for the Study of the Tutsi Idea of Thailand, the Thailand Korea Friendship Association, and other institutions. Speakers at the meetings praised that President Kim Il-sung was an uncommon veteran statesman and peerless great man who rendered great services to the Korean Revolution and the cause of global independence with his outstanding leadership. They said with high appreciation that the Korean people are registering great successes in the confrontation with the imperialist allied forces under the banner of the Tutsi idea and Sungun idea created by President Kim Il-sung and developed and enriched by leader Kim Jong-il. Newspapers of different countries recently featured the 16th anniversary of the demise of the great leader President Kim Il-sung. The Guinean newspaper Horoya carried a special article illustrated with a portrait of the great leader President Kim Il-sung wearing a sun-like smile. The article said that it is nearly 16 years after the demise of President Kim Il-sung, but many people of the world are warmly remembering him. And the article wrote that in his lifetime, the president met more than 70,000 political and public personages and common people of different countries and gave clear analysis and answers to the events arising on the international arena and political problems. The Mexican newspaper Unidad Nacional carried an article along with a photograph of the Kunsusan Memorial Palace and praised that President Kim Il-sung was like the sun. The article said, "The name of President Kim Il-sung is a pronoun of both admiration and praise," and added that even at this moment, people are coming endlessly to see the president whose living state at the Kunsusan Memorial Palace. An earth-taking meeting of workers and trade union members took place before the bronze statue of the fatherly leader Kim Il-sung on Monsu Hill in Pyongyang on the 6th, on the occasion of the 16th anniversary of his demise. Present there were Lee Yong-soo, Department Director of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, trade union officials, workers, and trade union members. The participants laid floral baskets and flowers at the foot of the bronze statue of the great leader Kim Il-sung and paid homage to him. The reporter and speakers at the meeting said the fatherly leader Kim Il-sung built the most superior Korean-style people-centered socialism on this land and founded a General Federation of Trade Unions of Korea and clearly indicated a road ahead of it. They also noted that under the wise guidance of respected Kim Il-sung, the Korean army and people have won victory consecutively in the struggle for defending socialism and in the confrontation with imperialism and the United States and are dynamically building a great, prosperous and powerful nation. They called for holding the great leader President Kim Il-sung in high esteem as the son of Tzu-tse for all ages and conducting a general drive on all fronts of socialist construction, effecting a great revolutionary upsurge under the banner of great Sungun or army first politics. A letter of pledge to leader Kim Jong-il was adopted at the meeting. A memorial concert of youth and students, Song of the Sun, was held at the Central Youth Hall in Pyongyang on the 6th, on the occasion of the 16th anniversary of the demise of the great leader President Kim Il-sung. The concert started with a chorus of the immortal revolutionary pian Song of General Kim Il-sung. Put on the stage were male chorus, Long Live Generalissimo Kim Il-sung, narration and female solo, Longing for the Leader, and other items. The concert was introduced by Lee Yong-soo, Department Director of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, officials concerned, and youth and students in Pyongyang. All had a memorial stage, will sing the song of the sun forever under the leadership of General Kim Jong-il at the Women's Hall in Pyongyang on the 6th, on the occasion of the 16th anniversary of the demise of the great leader President Kim Il-sung. Speakers there stressed that the life of President Kim Il-sung is a history of love of the benevolent father who brought up the Korean women as true revolutionaries and heroines of the era and gave them a dignified life and boundless happiness and expressed their firm resolve to fulfill their duty as the women of the Sungun era in the building of a rich and powerful country. A home-visiting group of Koreans in Japan led by Kwon Suk-ryong, Deputy Department Director of the Central Standing Committee of the General Association of Korean Residents in Japan, arrived in Pyongyang by air on July the 6th and placed bouquets at the foot of the bronze statue of the great leader Kim Il-sung on Monsu Hill and paid homage to him. The production of mass consumer goods is increasing at a set pace under the Ministry of Light Industry in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The ministry's plan of total industrial output value for June was fulfilled at 126%, and the production of main indices such as ordinary clothes, knitwear, and footwear increased by 12%, 40%, and 65% respectively in the first half of the year as against the same period of last year. Rural communities in South Pyongan Province, the DPRK, are concentrating efforts on the prevention of flood damages. Thanks to the efforts of the agricultural officials and workers in the province, tons of reservoir dams have already been reinforced, a total of hundreds of kilometers of irrigation canals arranged, and the drainage and pumping equipment has been completely repaired and readjusted. The Provincial Rural Economic Committee and the City and County Cooperative Farm Management Committees have specifically organized the work to find out all the imperfect objects and places in all farms and take necessary measures according to the order of priority, and thus are making a success in the work to prevent damages by heavy rain and storm. A modern gymnasium of Southern Province will be built in Kanye City, covering an area of more than 10,000 square meters. There will be built a court for indoor football, basketball, volleyball, table tennis, and other sports activities, more than 3,000 capacity seats, and training grounds for various sports events. The gymnasium will also have city spaces and sanitary and cultural facilities. Races were laid before the tomb of hero of the DPRK, An Dongsu, in the Petroleum Martyr Cemetery in Pyongyang on the 6th, indication of the 60th anniversary of his death in battle. A wreath sent by the great leader Kim Jong-il was laid before the tomb. Present at the wreath laying ceremony were Kim Ji-nam, Secretary of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, personages concerned, and officers and soldiers of the Korean People's Army. Also present there were Russian resident Korean senior Singh, widow of hero An Dongsu, and bereaved family. Wreaths and bouquets were laid at the tomb in the name of the Ministry of the People's Armed Forces, Unit of the Korean People's Army, the Korean Revolution Museum, and the Bureau for Overseas Koreans. The participants observed a moment's silence in memory of An Dongsu, who died while heroically fighting in support of the military's strategic idea and leadership of the great leader President Kim Il-sung during the Winter Five-Month Liberation War. A statement of the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of Korea is the pre-statement on the 7th as regards the fact that South Korean puppets are becoming more zealous in their racket of confrontation with the DPRK, carrying the keys to the sinking of the warship here and there. The pre-statement said, during his recent visit to Canada, trade within embarked met the chief executive of the United States, Japan, and different other countries, and that for international cooperation concerning the issue of the sunk warship. In Panama and Mexico, too, he begged high-ranking personages of Central American countries to support their conspiratorial moves and picked up even a so-called special declaration. Especially the South Korean puppets for shifting the responsibility for the case of the sunk warship onto us and denouncing us at the UN Security Council. Their movements are the last-ditch efforts of those convinced by the power of the nation and military attempt abroad at the revelation of the truth behind the conspiratorial case and a loud voice calling for reinvestigation into the case within South Korea. We have already proposed dispatching an inspection group of the National Defense Commission and making an inter-Korean joint investigation so as to clarify the truth behind the case of the sunk warship. This notwithstanding, the South Korean puppets carried the case to the United Nations, making a fuss. It clearly proves that the recent case is a conspiratorial fuss for a dishonest purpose to do harm to somebody. What cannot be overlooked here is that the United States is actively supporting the South Korean puppets and instigating the conspiratorial racket of confrontation with the DPRK concerning the case of the sunk warship. The United States seems to bring the case of the sunk warship to the UN Security Council for discussion and do harm to somebody, starting with the South Korean puppets. Looking beyond it is the strategic attempt of the United States to more tightly control its junior allies, and influence over the Northeast Asia and strengthen its moves for aggression and war. In case a conspiratorial document slandering us in a little is fabricated at a UN Security Council to the best of the collision with the South Korean traitors and the United States, our army and people will regard it as an unpardonable growth in infringement on the dignity of our state and will not rule out a just resolute war for defense of sovereign rights, the press statement stressed. The Joint Conference of Civic and Public Organizations against the redispatch of troops to Afghanistan and Progressive Opposition Parties of South Korea held a joint press conference before the National Assembly in Seoul on June 30th and denounced a traitorous Minimba group for their movers to dispatch troops to Afghanistan again. A statement was read out at a press conference. The statement mentioned the desperate efforts of the South Korean regime to dispatch military troops to Afghanistan again and criticized that the redispatch of troops to Afghanistan is a reckless and dangerous military intervention which has nothing to do with the rebuilding of that country. The statement strongly demanded that the Nuremberg regime immediately stop the redispatch of troops to Afghanistan. A spokesman for the Democratic Labour Party of South Korea released a commentary on June the 29th, denouncing the pro-US submissive acts of the South Korean public authorities planning to hold additional negotiations for the conclusion of free trade agreement. The Security Investigation Team of the South Korean Public Seoul District Police Agency recently summoned and investigated former and incumbent core members of the headquarters of the Movement for the Withdrawal of the U.S. Forces. The fascist police committed such tyranny on the charge of violation of the national security law, alleging that the headquarters spread false story concerning the case of the sinking of the warship Sunan. The Cuban newspaper Granma recently carried an article exposing the U.S. imperialists who provoked a past Korean War on the occasion of between the 25th to July the 27th months of anti-U.S. joint struggle. The article said, in the 3-year long Korean War it provoked, the United States suffered a miserable defeat for the first time in its history and added that the U.S. imperialists hatched a plot to use even nuclear arms in Korea but sustained heavy losses of lives and signed an armistice agreement. The newspaper also added to the picture of the miserable U.S. soldiers captured by the Korean People's Army soldiers. The Russian magazine Forum number 829 carried an article titled, Health, dealing with the development of Korean medicine in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The article wrote that the Korean Korean Medicine Center in Moscow makes a contribution to the development of the friendly relations between the two countries and read during the founding of the Academy of Korean Medicine in Korea. The article stressed that today Korean medicine is in the world's spotlight as it can cure various diseases, including new diseases caused by the change of ecological environment. And that's the end of the news read by Kim Hee-ok. This is Voice of Korea. The Daily Rodong Sinmun of the DPRK on the 7th carried a commentary titled, Dangerous Acts of a War State. The commentary exposed that the Japanese government plans to abolish the measures on banning the export of munitions within this year and continued. It is aimed at frantically accelerating its moves for military power and overseas expansion. The Japanese government is recently re-examining the law on banning the export of munitions with intent to involve such major munitions firms as Mitsubishi Heavy Industry and Kawasaki Heavy Industry in the large-scale international joint projects concerning military technology, including the U.S.-sponsored development of the fifth-generation fighter F-35 Lightning II, and get tremendous benefits by exporting their munitions to other countries. The nominal peace constitution and three principles of arms will play any role in preventing the restless movements of Japan for military power and overseas expansion. The symbol of a peace state Japan had for the form is gone. The reality clearly proves that the strengthening of our self-reliant defense capability is an extremely just measure that internally occurs with the prevention of war and peace in the region. As long as the trigger happy aggressors remain around us, we will not ease our efforts to strengthen the war deterrent even a moment. You've been listening to the commentary entitled Dangerous Acts of a War State, carried in the Daily Rodong Sinmun on the 7th. This is Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the great leader Kim Il-sung's work, The Path of the Korean Revolution. Today we present the last improvement. To prepare ourselves well for an armed struggle, we must first organize the Korean Revolutionary Army. We must form the Korean Revolutionary Army, a revolutionary armed organization, out of young communists educated and trained in revolutionary organizations, including the Young Communist League and the Anti-Imperialist Youth League. We must thus accumulate the necessary all-round experience for armed struggle. In order to make the Korean Revolution a success, we must also rouse and unite all the anti-Japanese patriotic forces and marshal them for the sacred struggle against the Japanese. In essence, revolution is a struggle to liberate the masses of people, so it cannot triumph without the participation of the broad masses. Moreover, since we intend to defeat the Japanese imperialists and free the whole nation by relying on the efforts of the Koreans themselves, we must unite as one all the forces opposed to the Japanese imperialists. That is why we must rally under the anti-Japanese banner all the forces with anti-Japanese tendencies, including men of religion and conscientious non-conformist Catholics, to say nothing of the workers and peasants. Yes, in order to guarantee success in the Korean Revolution, we must step up the work of founding a party. For the Korean Revolution to be victorious, there must be a Marxist-Leninist party, the general staff of the revolution. Only a revolutionary party can formulate a correct line, strategy, and tactics, mobilize the broad masses for the struggle against the Japanese imperialists, and build a socialist and communist society. We must drive the forces from the dissolution of the Korean Communist Party and make an effort to found a party on a sound basis. To do this, we must not try to proclaim the founding of a party right away without any preparation or to gain the approval of the Comintern, as the sectionists did. We cannot, by any means, build a revolutionary party in the way the sectionists do. Even if you form the party, it could not discharge its mission properly, nor could continue to exist in the face of a counter-revolutionary offensive. We must not fail to found a new revolutionary party for our purposes. We must make ample preparations for the purpose. If further preparations are made, the approval of the Comintern is a foregone conclusion. In going ahead with the formation of a party, we must for a start set up basic party organizations. This is of great significance not only in making general preparations for party building more substantial, but in striking deep roots among the broad masses as soon as the party comes into existence. We must form the party not by proclaiming the party center first, but by setting up basic party organizations and steadily expanding them. We must closely link preparations for forming a party with the struggle against the Japanese imperialists. Only when we combine preparations for party founding with the revolutionary practice, can we re-find communists tried and tempered in struggle and carry out the Korean Revolution successfully. Comrades, whether we lead the Korean Revolution to victory along the right path or not, depends on how we implement the revolution before us. Since we are having to deal with difficult revolutionary tasks never tackled by anyone before, we must be ready to encounter numerous obstacles and hardships, and whenever they stand in the way, we'll have to surmount them for our service as the masters of the Korean Revolution. Let us all fight stubbornly to hew the path of the Korean Revolution. That was the last installment of the work of the great leader Kim Il-sung, The Path of the Korean Revolution. This is Voice of Korea.
Now we bring you an account, a two-month signature in the history of the Korean reunification movement. Dear listeners, Panmunjom is on the military demarcation line that divides the Korean Peninsula into the north and the south. The granite monument of President Kim Il-sung's signature is standing in the northern portion of Panmunjom. Kim Il-sung, July 7, 1994. This signature makes the Korean people and progressive people warmly record the immortal exploits of President Kim Il-sung, who devoted his whole life to put an end to the tragedy of national division. After accomplishing the historic cause of Korean liberation in August 1945, President Kim Il-sung made great efforts for about half a century to reunify the divided by the U.S. imperialist occupation of South Korea. President Kim Il-sung put forward many reunification overtures, including the three principles of national reunification, the 10-point program of the joint unity of the whole nation, and a proposal for founding the Democratic Federal Republic of Korea, and vigorously led the Korean people to their implementation. He conducted energetic activities to open a decisive phase of national reunification, even though the country's situation was strained as ever due to the U.S. imperialist ceaseless war movers in the 1990s. So, an agreement was adopted on opening inter-Korean summit talks in Pyongyang towards the end of July 1994. The South Korean people expressed their pleasure, saying reunification would be realized even if President Kim Il-sung's speech in Seoul is televised, and the entire Korean people were aflame with excitement as if reunification was just before their eyes. He clearly explained the successful opening of the talks to the officials related to national reunification and examined the document concerning the talks on July the 7th, the day before his demise. Officials requested him to take a brief rest, worrying about his health, as he energetically worked in this regard with his pent-up fatigue. But he said he could not take a rest because he had the important work for national reunification. He wrote, Kim Il-sung, July 7, 1994, with bold stroke on the first page of the document, saying with joy that the national reunification so desired by the Korean people is just before the eyes, and the national reunification is the greatest present he could give to the people. Really, President Kim Il-sung was a prominent great man who devoted his all for national reunification until the last hour of his great life. Though the heart of the great man stopped beating, his immortal exploits in the history of national reunification are represented in the great signature and inspire the Korean people in the movement for national reunification today. The Korean people, true to the behest of President Kim Il-sung, will in the future put an end to the division of the nation and build a reunified Korea on this land under the banner of the Great Common Reunification Program of the nation, the June 15th Joint Declaration, and the October 4th Declaration under the leadership of leader Kim Jong-il. You've been listening to an account, Eternal Signature in the History of the Korean Reunification Movement. This is Voice of Korea.
We now present a female solo and mixed pangchang. My country is the eternal leader's country. Holding the leader in high esteem forever, we will believe and follow the general. The country and people will shine forever with the name of the leader. We are the happy people of the leader. My country is the eternal leader's country.
Oh, yeah.
Dear listeners, we present the second installment of the memoir, Humankind Will Remember Him Forever, written by Kesarazan Raimash, former Minister of Education and Culture of Nepal. In April 1991, I visited Korea and witnessed the embodiment of the Swiss idea in reality. I was convinced with a great pleasure that my view of the Swiss idea was correct. It was a great fortune for me, a politician, to give up the idea I had advocated for scores of years and to recognize the Swiss idea as a new idea of the era. It is very painful and difficult for a man to change his idea on the path of his life. He who did not experience it would not understand me. I didn't undergo such a painful experience once again, entirely thanks to great President Kim Il-sung. That's why I looked up to him as the savior of my destiny. Possessed of such a thoroughgoing independent spirit, he was also clairvoyant. Already long ago, he looked ahead into the Sungun era of its day and advanced the idea of self-reliant defense and converted Korea into an impregnable fortress. As long as imperialism remains on the globe, the danger of war cannot disappear. The complicated reality of the world today proves his foresight. Foresight is a lamplight of great men. The present's foresight is based on the Swiss idea. I know many examples showing how bright his foresight is. Addressing the Beijing celebration meeting in China in 1959, he said, "Great Socialist China stands like a high mountain before the world." This address aroused the stormy cheers of the audience. Commenting on the former Soviet Union some years later, the president said, "If it continues to escape the struggle and cling to national egoism, the Soviet Union must fall into social democratic reformism at the most." His remarks pertaining to two beef powers are one of many facts showing his clairvoyant wisdom. President Kim Il-sung is great in idea and leadership and in exploits thanks to Zhu Che. A Chinese proverb says, "A man digs a well, a thousand drink it." The Zhuqi idea created by President Kim Il-sung is the guideline of freedom and prosperity, not only for the Korean people, but humankind. Judging from this point of view, it is too simple that I liken the height of the great Zhuqi idea to Saharmata. You've been listening to the seventh installment of the memoirs, Humankind Will Remember Him Forever, written by Kesarazan Raimash, former Minister of Education and Culture of Nepal. This is Voice of Korea.
We now present a female solo and Bangchang. We are yearning for your son's smile.
Thank you.
Now I bring you an account. The conference of the Workers' Party of Korea will be significant. The Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea recently announced a decision to call the conference of the party in early September 2010. The conference will be held at a historic time of a decisive turn in the revolutionary course of Suse and in the course of building a thriving socialist nation of the Korean people. That's why the conference will be a political event of great significance in strengthening the party and developing its leading function and role in accordance with the new requirement of the development of the Korean Revolution. The Conference of the Workers' Party of Korea will elect the supreme leadership of the party. The election will remarkably increase the leadership ability of the party as the organizer and guide of all victories of the Korean people. The forthcoming conference will have great significance in further deepening the people's confidence in the party and strengthening the might of the harmonious whole of the party and people. The conference will mark an important historic occasion in victoriously advancing the Korean Revolution and brilliantly accomplishing the cause of the building of a great, prosperous and powerful nation under the leadership of the Workers' Party of Korea. On the occasion of the conference, the leadership of the Workers' Party of Korea upon the revolution and construction will be more firmly ensured and a greater leap forward will be made in the building of a thriving nation of the Korean people. Really, the conference to be held in the significant year marking the 65th founding anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea will be a historic occasion, powerfully demonstrating the Suse built and revolutionary character and militant power of the Workers' Party of Korea, founded by President Kim Il-sung and led by leader Kim Jong-il. After receiving the decision of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, the party members, service persons of the Korean people, Sunny and people, are greatly excited and are burning their hearts with a resolve to more vigorously advance for the completion of the revolutionary cause of Suse under the leadership of the party. The forthcoming conference of the Workers' Party of Korea will demonstrate all of the world the noble ideological and moral qualities of the Korean army and people firmly rallied behind the Central Committee of the party headed by leader Kim Jong-il. The revolutionary spirit of the Korean people to accomplish the revolutionary cause of Suse, sharing the destiny only with the party in any adversity, and the single-hearted unity of Korea, which cannot be broken even with nuclear weapons, will be further demonstrated all over the world through the conference. You've been listening to an account. The conference of the Workers' Party of Korea will be significant. This is Voice of Korea.
We now bring you foreigners' comments under the title, Most Superior Public Health System of Korea. Many foreign visitors to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea highly praised that the public health system of Korea is most superior in the world. After looking round the Pyongyang Maternity Hospital, Serena Acosta Brooks, member of the State Council of Cuba and General Secretary of Santiago de Cuba Province of the Cuban Women's Federation, said,
tenemos muy buena opinión del recorrido efectuado aquí en este hospital, que aunque es un hospital general, hemos tenido la posibilidad hoy de visitar salas relacionadas con el tema de la ginecobstetricia.
Today, visiting this hospital, I have got deep impressions. Looking around different rooms of the obstetrical and gynecological department, I have realized that everything is linked to concern for women. I've learned that the medical workers are rendering good services in support of the letter of great Kim Jong-il on putting everything at the service of the people. Public health should serve the people, and healthy people can build a society well. I admire the treatment for the pregnant women and all the work done by the specialists. I wish you a greater success in your work for the people.
After her visit to the Pyongyang Maternity Hospital, Sarantoya, member of the Leadership Council of the Mongolian Mountbatten Association for Independent Development, said,
Эсэнсээ бүх чуулж байгаад гүн бүлтгэл талхалт өгч байна.
I was greatly moved to hear that Great Kim Jong-il has sent latest medical facilities, highly estimated in the international market, to the hospital as gifts when your country was in difficulty. The Korean women and children are receiving full medical treatment at state expense in the maternity hospital equipped with good facilities. How happy they are! Here in the Pyongyang Maternity Hospital, proper measures are taken to give birth to triplets safely and bring them up well. Through it alone, I can know well about the excellent public health policy of Korea. If they were born in a society governed only by money, they must have started immediately after their birth. The public health system of Korea based on the Tsutsia idea is really wonderful.
Eric LaRoche, Assistant Director General of the World Health Organization, expressed great admiration at the superiority of the public health system of Korea under the wise leadership of Great Kim Jong-il, saying, "All the Korean people are enjoying the benefits of free medical care system. A well-organized public health system has been established from the center to the localities. In Korea, doctors call on the patients. It is not easy to render medical services to all the inhabitants free of charge. In Korea, the state is responsible for the medical service. The public health institutions are rendering medical services with a highly developed Korean medicine. It makes a great contribution to the improvement of the people's health. In Korea, which concentrates efforts on preventive and curative work, all kinds of medical facilities and efficacious medicines are produced at home to satisfy the people's demands. The Korean people are enjoying a happy life under the superior public health system. It is so natural for them to express their thanks to their leader." You've been listening to Foreigners' Comments under the title, "Most Superior Public Health System of Korea." This is Voice of Korea. We now bring your female solo and Bangchang, "My Country is Beast."
Oh,
Washington Post, the first list act of inviting a second war to the Korean Peninsula. Dear listener, recently, both Lee and Bug of South Korea visited the signature of war dead of the UN forces. At the time, when just only a part of the detail to events took place in succession in South Korea, on the occasion of the day when the European Tribalists instigated the South Korean Party's traitor, Kim Man-ri, to provoke the aggressive war against the DPRK in June 1950. Buried in the cemetery at the borders of missionaries from the United States and its socialists, were killed while committing atrocities against the Korean people after invading the DPRK during the past Korean War. This is the cemetery where the students are forced to have taken to go and never bow without hesitation. It is a foul act which could be done only by a traitor, and sycophancy and treachery strongly came on confrontation with fellow countrymen and the most powerful north. It is said that the end of the cemetery is also devoted to the cemetery which is known for 4 years. On the other hand, the film must go The past Korean War provoked by the Korean conflict and the individual capitalist is a political world of a genocide within the world history of war. Currently, the meaning that is commemorated on the 25th when the war started, like a holiday, is a homage to those censured and denounced by the whole nation. How stupid it is! The purpose of the meaning is an important insult to the people, and the use of change in our nation, pleasure and of blood on the murderers. Thomas visits to the States in 1885, tells Lee that the U.S. of Korea became the major force for what they call, talking about the fate of the sacrifice of nations, the soldiers in the war and the night. This is it. Such a thing called major murderers, which were conducted in the Korean War, which was mentioned in the United States, and even sent a letter of defense to the former missionary. Of course, it was mentioned in the States that Stryker Lehman divested the signature of warhead of the UN forces, but he had some unfavorable intentions to explore the past aggressive war they produced against the Soviets. And still, another Korean War. It sounds as if the sense that both in the war scenario against the Thunderbolt imaginary attack marked children and citizens. That's the impact of the past Korean conflict, the consciousness of war under the pretext of the suspension of the wish of Kingdom and the straight hostility and atmosphere of confrontation with the fellow countrymen in the South Korean society and realized their ambition for invasion of the North at any cost. The leaders feel their commando that the reckless anti-democratic bellicosity of the South Korean leading by puppet clique shown on the occasion of June the 25th is not enacted. The Korean nation in the South deeply speaks the Second Korean War. And this punishment, the signature of the country is the reason for the South Korean leading by group who are zealous in confrontation with the DPRK, standing in the way of national reconciliation, unity, and reunification. The information accounting counter seems to look at inviting a second war to the Korean Peninsula. This is both Korea.
Concludes English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English Language Service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,355 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC and between 3 and 4 hours UTC on 7,200 kHz, 9,345 kHz and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.